No, the key aspects of this bill, let me just say before I tell you the key aspects of the new portions. One key aspect is the old portions. It's worked well for much of what we intended it to work on. We've increased our overall baccalaureate degrees or certificates toward the needs for Kentucky. We are closing gaps with our underrepresented minorities. We're doing a variety of things that are healthy and good for Kentucky's workforce and economy. The part we got through our assessment, though, Stu, is that we have to do a better job with our low-income students. So we addressed that in this new bill. So one of the key aspects was we increased tremendously the amount that you can get by educating a low-income student. It takes more money to do that, to be honest with you. And so we addressed that. The other thing, too, we've got to get more adult learners back into the workforce, or get them into the workforce. So this bill adds that. That's a statewide need that we have. So it does that tremendously. We also, in our regulation, we will make sure that KSU, Morehead, any of your small school will be at a place where they can start at the beginning, if you will, so they have an opportunity to earn. You know, we will equalize them where their amount of dollars per student is at currently. And then we will build off of that versus trying to get them to exactly the same amount of the averages of the larger institutions. So in other words, a real small school adjustment. So all of these things are coming into play that I think will help this model even to perform better.
Mm-hmm. Now, I take it it's hard to put a specific finger on how much money this might mean in terms of, you know, addressing low-income students or the non-traditional. I mean,
it's determined, but you have to understand how well you do is how much you get paid. For an example, for low-income students before, we were paying somewhere around $1,500 per degree low-income. We've increased this to almost $5,000. So you can see the amount of difference that would happen. It's significant if you do it, right? So this is an ability to push different behavioral patterns that will help low-income students get through. We have to get more of them in, though, Stu. We have to get more students to actually come in to post-secondary education and understand that we have resources there for them to be successful. So that's our big thing, is the pipeline. To be honest with you, but this money will help once we get them to make sure that they're successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do want to ask two more questions, Aaron. I guess one was about President Stivers, which basically, you know, he's saying, what about the whole system, looking at the whole system?
I think President Stivers' point to me is an excellent point, and it's more encompassing than the performance funding model, right? He's talking about really looking at what can our institutions do, no matter whether four-year, two-year, research, comprehensives, whatever, to really be able to build out the excellence that they have toward helping the region that they serve, right? And the idea that how do we get them to that point? What kind of conversations is it going to take? What kinds of strategic direction will it take to do all of those pieces? I think his point is a well-related, mission-related point, right? So in 1997, we had post-secondary reform, and we looked at and described pretty well what it looked like then with our research institutions and what comprehensives should do. Maybe a new look is saying, how then do we serve regionally, no matter where we're at, more than just having a 18-county service region or whatever, is saying, how do we then interact more in those service regions with what we offer, what we do, whether it's technical education or baccalaureate level or master's, PhD level, whatever, that will be serving the region and not just having those degrees alone, but how does it serve the state or the region?